All right, what's going on, everybody? How you doing? It's America Unplugged here on Rockfin, ladies and gents. How you doing? It's been a bit. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, coming to you live from the Bronx, New York City, and I have my usual suspects here with me today, as usual. That's why they're the usual suspects, right? Why am I repeating myself? the wise wolf himself is here with me today, Mr. Tony Atterburn. What is going on, sir?
It's going great because you're back and I don't have to host the show anymore. And it's not the Don and Tony show, which is great, by the way. But I was like 2 weeks in a row, I can't do it. I can't do that to Don, really, because that's, you know, we need more feedback. And I'm just glad we got the band back together. So great to be here, Don.
My man, thank you. The Don and Tony show is fantastic. So and that leads me into Mr. Don Jeffries, the legendary Don Jeffries, author and a radio host extraordinaire. What is going on, sir? Greetings and blessings. Thank you for being here. Tell the people what's up.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to doing this with you guys. I admire you both very much. It's the highlight of my week.
Fantastic. Let's do it. All right. Listen, so we've done this before. And we sound like a broken record, but the thing is, it just keeps happening. This isn't us, right? Now we have the Mu variant. Right? Am I saying it right for one? Is it Mu or Mu? I don't know. It's the Mu variant. And this thing is, it'll break through any vaccine, right? It's vaccine resistant. It's antibody resistant. It is just like the super coronavirus, the super COVID-19 that's appearing. And it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated anymore. According to the mainstream, this isn't us. We're not saying this. They are saying that this variant is stronger than your vaccination. So in essence, they're saying it doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated or not, you're still going to catch this. And what they're saying now is, even to people that have been vaccinated, they're like, hey, keep your mask on wherever you go. Before is, we can get rid of these masks if we get vaccinated. Once we get that vaccine, we're going to get rid of the mask. It's going to be freaking great. Now people are taking the vaccine and there is extreme vaccine hesitancy, which I love and I salute. Fantastic. We'll talk about France in a little bit. But even here in the United States, here in New York, in the most liberal of liberals, there's pushback. People don't want to do it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't know where it will end, but it's a beautiful thing. Even here, right? But anyway, if you're vaccinated, you got to put on one mask, sometimes two masks. You got to stay 6 feet apart. It doesn't freaking matter. It doesn't freaking matter. And now they're saying 3 booster shots a year, even though the medical elite have come out and said, no, you shouldn't do that. That's the new recommendation. But they're trying to stick us with 3 booster shots a year in addition to the actual vaccine. But anyhow, I'm getting off track here. Tony, tell me something about the Mu variant, man. What are you thinking here, man? It's resistant to everything. How many variants are we going to get? Are we ever going to return to something normal, quite resembling what it was before? Go ahead, buddy.
Well, not until the people demand it.
Right.
I mean, if we didn't have the mainstream media, then this scamdemic wouldn't be going on. If we didn't have like the state of the art propaganda, being pumped out 24/7. But they have to make up new, when you just feel like you are getting over something, or maybe we're having a breakthrough, right? Not just a breakthrough case in a vaccine or something like that, but an actual breakthrough in the paradigm.
Right.
We are getting pushed back again. So they plan these things, right? So you see President Fauci, he came out yesterday and said now they have the MU variant, which is 12 in the Greek alphabet. But I just thought, well, MU, does that just mean made up or malignantly untrue? That's what I talked about yesterday. But yeah, they have to come out with a new thing. And you see, first of all, the narrative was, stay home, stay safe, stay locked down, wear your mask. We're going to vaccine our way out of this. And instead of a vaccine, they give you gene therapy. And obviously, you guys probably see the same thing I do. I have a large list of contacts in my phone. Last year, I was talking to people all over the country, talking to them about, do you have anybody that's sick in your house? I mean, I want to know, because I want to find out, what reality versus the narrative. Well, last year at this time, I knew almost no one that was sick. Now, fast forward a year and you've got millions and millions of vaccines, experimental vaccines and gene therapy, not really a vaccine at all. And guess what? I know lots of people that have gotten sick. Respiratory illnesses in the height of summer with the vitamin D at the highest levels, that's unheard of. So something's different. So these, from what I'm reading, the cases where you're seeing these new variants or whatever, this is just due to vaccination. From what I understand, from what I read, this is my opinion, because last year we didn't see this. And I know for a fact that after the vaccinations, people are getting sick. So they're going to keep pushing this. And now Pfizer is even adding an oral tablet. Have you seen this, Billy? They're talking about a complementary oral medication to go with your vaccinations. Now the boosters. I mean, look, again, these issues, whether you're pro vaccination or you want to get the jab, whatever, I want you to have that choice. But to say we're going to vaccinate our way out of this, and this is like Joe Biden said, he said it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated, you know, and I'm like, well, that's not, you know, that's not what's happening. I mean, that's the reversal of the truth, which is, a Biden constant. You know, this is the guy who looks at his watch when dead soldiers arrive at Dover. So, look, it's the MU. It's mostly untrue. Made up or malignant untruth somewhere in there, Billy.
It's coming, and we're gonna get more. We're gonna get more, you know. And one of them is gonna be the Q variant. It's gonna be fantastic. Wait till that happens, Don. What's going on, sir? Tell us something.
Yeah, well, you have to laugh at it, don't you? But we've gone full Orwell here. I mean, we're actually full. We're full Oceana. This is exactly, if you read 1984. This is the kind of stuff that the Winston Smith and the inner party members work to do. They just created a reality that changes every day. There was no internal consistency, and the public was so stupid and dumbed down and controlled that they never questioned it. We've always been at war with Eurasia. No, Eurasia has always been our friend. I mean, it changed every day. That's what's happening here, where, you know, the vaccine, you know, vaccines are good. But no, now nothing can stop this variant from the vaccine, but still you must get vaccinated. And don't see your family members because they're there's no internal consistency at all. Everything, you know, the next thing they say contradicts what they just said. And you can't, you try to illuminate people, and the people that have swallowed this are so vested in it now. And they're so mad at people like me and you and you guys that they will never admit we're right. That they've been fooled and they fell for a bunch of stupid, illogical nonsense. You know, when they were walking in restaurants with their mask on and they took it off as soon as they got to the table, they should have told them something. You know, it was, what virus is, what is going on here? Where's the science here? Or when you go into the post office in one of these buildings and you have the plexiglass, you know, counter to protect you except for the space underneath and on the sides and at the top. It's like, you know, what kind of virus? You think the virus is just going to, I mean, but you can't explain it to them. They want so much. They bought into this fear porn, and now the variants are just I think they could easily name a Q variant. They could name, maybe they'll come up with like a really weak variant that's wimpy, and they'll name that after Trump just to get at him. You know, it's stupid Trump variant. It can't do anything. You know,
orange variant.
Orange variant. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so it's not, nothing's out of the realm of possibility. Because when you can sell that, I mean, like, for instance, in my own family, you know, recently it's you know, a close relative. Another relative, we can't go out together anymore, lunch like we do every week. But I could still go over to her house and sit outside, no masks on or them because we're outside.
Right.
And I just, you know, it's like, I don't even argue anymore because that's the logic. There's no internal consistency. And the same people that are swallowing every unscientific, you know, you might as well have, you know, voodoo witch doctors here doing this, because that's the kind of level of common sense we're at. But you try to explain it to people and they just scream science. This is not science. This is beyond, it's superstition, but it's beyond that. Like I said, it's full on Orwell. This is exactly what he wrote about in 1984, where reality is being constructed daily by the Ministry of Truth. And of course, the Ministry of Truth was named because it was anything but truth. And that's what we have now. The Ministry of Truth is constructing a new reality that is full of lies every day. And the people just keep falling for it. I put nothing past them. I mean, when you hear the new thing that I'm saying is that they're getting doctors to come out everywhere because they're so terrified of people treating themselves with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So now they're coming up, and they're used to, just like if you go back and look at the history of PSYOPs, if you look at what they said in 1898, the first one, remember the main, the hell with Spain, and what they said about World War One, all the way up to what they said about when they had the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter posing as a citizen before Congress and weeping about the babies being thrown out of incubators. It's the same tired, hackneyed propaganda, and the people never put it together. Wait a minute, that's exactly what they said about the Kaiser. That's exactly what it said about Saddam Hussein. They never put it together. That they don't even change the script. And that's what they're doing here, where they're not, they have the doctors saying the exact same thing they were saying about COVID last year. Now the emergency rooms are flooded, not with COVID patients, but with people overdosing on ivermectin. And you see all the comedians that are making fun of horse paste. And they forget to tell you the science is that ivermectin is also used to cure river blindness in Africa. Why don't they mention that? Instead, they ridicule it as a veterinary medicine. So, I mean, I don't know if it's good or not, but I know the same people that are lying are going to an awful lot of trouble to stop you from taking it. And I sure don't think the emergency rooms are full of people that are overdosed on it, but that's what they're telling you. And so it's nothing but lies. And it's, you know, I don't know what to say because I see it in my own family. You guys probably see it in yours. There's nothing we can do. People that have bought this narrative, they're in, you know, they're fully committed to this. They're not going to back out now until the same authorities that lying to them tell them, finally, you're safe and we can go back to normal.
Agreed. Agreed. Listen, okay. It's come to my attention. It's come to my attention that there is a new variant of the coronavirus. It is the orange variant, the Trump variant. It is the best variant.
It's the best. Yes, it's the best.
It's going to be
It is
huge.
The most important variant. It's going to get a lot of people sick, okay? And there's nothing science can do about it because the Trump variant, as you know, I build the best hotels. I have the best properties throughout the world. I was the best president of the United States. And that's this right. variant is going to be the best variant without a doubt, okay? So everybody has to wear several masks. Okay, several. Not one, not two, but several because in reality, I mean, I shouldn't have to say this, okay? Because everybody knows how great I am. This variant is the most deadly. That was Donald Trump. That wasn't me, ladies and gentlemen, right here. That's on America right. Unplugged, saying, what's up? What's up, Donnie? How you doing? Anyhow, it's the real. It's
you know, the real. We're going to see it.
We are Billy, see Billy it, he's gonna put his tiny hands around your neck and squeeze.
I believe it. Hey, Don, I'm going to go to you, man. What did you want to talk about? There was something you wanted to discuss before we started. So go ahead.
Well, I just was looking at where you are in New York, and I just was feeling for the people there. And when I was young, I didn't notice these things. I don't know, as a kid, but I don't remember once being scared of the weather in my life, ever. I live in Virginia, and we don't get earthquakes or anything like that, really. Hurricane watches here or there. I can remember maybe two or three times in my childhood where there was a hurricane watch. Now it's routine here. Yeah. And they never come. We never actually get a hurricane. And of course, if you have a smartphone, it's just like an Amber Alert. That thing comes on where you go, oh God, it's ridiculous. And so you hear that, well, what is it? So if there were a real emergency, you probably wouldn't pay attention to it because you're just thinking, oh, it's another fake hurricane watch or, you know, an Amber Alert, a very nondescript, you know, of course I feel bad about that, but it's a nondescript description of how are you possibly going to find, you know, there's no possible way you could go by the information they give you. But at any rate, it's better than nothing, I understand. But when you see what's going on now, it's this, you couldn't have a weather channel without geoengineered weather, because the weather channel, weather used to be really boring. People like David Letterman got its start as a weatherman that used to have like wannabe comedians and, you know, girls in bikinis, maybe that's who did the weather. I wish we'd go back to that. It'd be much more interesting, but, and they'd be pointing and they wouldn't know where they're pointing half the time. They certainly weren't alleged meteorologists. Now they're wrong all the time while claiming they have Doppler radar and all this kind of stuff. And I think they're wrong all the time because, you know, these geoengineered patterns are changing and they're maybe not in on it, but nobody ever calls them out on it. But I just look at the situation in New York, and as much as you saw with, you know, Hurricane Katrina not that long ago, and of course we see it again now in New Orleans, but it doesn't seem to be quite as bad this time. But I just think that's inexcusable. And what, out of Billy Ray, did you see anybody walking around New York with a FEMA jacket on? Just wondering.
No, no. Okay, I didn't see anybody with a FEMA jacket on.
But okay, because I'm wondering, you know, these things look like emergencies to me, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which doesn't have a constitutional reason to exist, but if it did, it's supposed to be tasked to deal with emergencies. So why don't we ever see them? They did nothing during Hurricane Katrina. They didn't have people were, you know, waving from the tops of their houses and, you know, just desperately come save. I didn't see FEMA anywhere. I don't know what they're doing. I haven't seen FEMA anywhere during this the greatest emergency in American history, this incredible COVID thing that has been going on for a year and a half. I don't see FEMA people doing anything special, nothing. And you didn't see him in New York with his guy. So wherever you see these emergencies happening, I don't see FEMA. And the other authorities apparently completely are oblivious to it because they just let it happen. I mean, why is it expected in a city like New York that, you know, you're going to see cars floating down the street and all that? And I don't know. I'm not a city planner, but I've never seen it happen in New York before. But if there's a possibility that happened, I mean, I don't know. Why, something simple like, why aren't there more drains all along the streets? I don't know. Is it really that hard to do? But of course, that would suggest that you actually address the infrastructure and do something with the roads. And we know America doesn't do that. We haven't addressed the infrastructure since the Eisenhower administration. So I just look at it, and I don't know what the answer is, but I know that I don't trust these jokers at any level, certainly not in New York City or in New Orleans and or the federal level, wherever you want. They can't deal with any emergency. So if we ever did, if there were such a thing as real terrorists, which I don't think there are, but if there were, and they decided to take out our woeful power grids, which are third world standard, and you know, in my very rich county here, they get knocked out with a strong wind, they could easily do it. And there's only like three or four giant power grids in America. Another, you know, brilliant strategy we have here. So it'd be easy for them to take them out. You take out one of those power grids, you take down a lot of the country. But they haven't tried that, shockingly enough. And do we really think the same inept authorities that can't deal with anything could actually stop them? Of course not, because they're financing them. But I just think people ought to question this because, again, I come from another era, but I can tell you that it just weather just wasn't the same. Now, you know, maybe AOC and them are right that this is just incredible climate change, but something is different. I think it's geoengineered, but we did not have this constant barrage of extreme weather, and the fact that it always seems to wreak havoc. There's devastation from it. You didn't used to see that. I don't remember my entire childhood anything happening within the continental U.S. where you saw pictures on the news of cars floating around and people were, you know, weren't being able to be rescued and stuff. Now it's routine. And I don't trust it. If you just look at the people in charge, and you can see that they're completely clueless. I mean, Joe Biden may be the most obvious because at least has a reason because he has dementia or whatever, but the rest of them might as well have dementia because they are completely oblivious. They don't get anything done and they tell you that they're not going to do anything. Well, you know, expect massive power outages. Why should I expect massive power outages? Excuse me? Why? And you're predicting that you're not going to be able to, and they do this over and over again, and nobody holds them accountable. They just sit there and go, yeah, that's true. You know, we love massive power outages. Yeah, that's what we can do. You know, better stock up on candles and flashlights. You know, that's what it is. I don't know. I'm fed up with it. It's ridiculous. And I don't know how it is in other countries, but I can't believe that it's that much worse at this level in real alleged third world countries, because this is just a huge banana republic at this point. We should be the laughing stock of the world.
It's because of the rain, Don.
Yeah,
that's why. It was the rain. Listen, I think it was earlier this year or sometime last year that I literally saw the subways here in New York inundated with water for a storm. Okay. I never seen anything like that in my life. I've been riding the subway my entire life. It's how I get around. I don't even own a car, right? I mean, I have Uber now. I'll tell you a story about Uber in Florida later on, but I take those subways everywhere. I'd never seen anything like it. And this was before this storm, okay? It was just crazy the amount of water that piled into the subways because of this storm. And now this one hit. And I didn't even know what was going on. I was talking to Don off the air before we went on. And I was telling him, I was oblivious. I was sitting at home. And I go outside to go buy some water and some drinks because we were out. And it was pouring. Like, I mean, serious business. And the rain does nothing to me. It could be, I'll just walk out and no umbrella, no nothing, and keep walking. I love walking in the rain. There's something seriously wrong with me. I understand that. But I looked at it and it was a different type of rain because it was so freaking heavy. I went out anyway, but then I went and turned on the television and I saw what was going on. And I'm like, oh my God, it was literally Niagara Falls in some of these train stations. It was nuts. I've never seen anything like it. So I agree with you. Something is freaking going on.
Yes.
If you agree with the climate change thing, there's that. If you agree with the geoengineering thing, there's that. There's also the fact that the geoengineering could have caused the climate change. All right. There's all of that. This is exactly. Go ahead, sir. Tell me something.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's which chicken or the egg, right? but it definitely geoengineering. And I can think, back through history. Was what Don was talking. One of the most little known facts about meteorology, Stalin was a meteorologist. Anybody know that? And if you were never supposed to tell him if he was wrong about the rain gauge, because that wasn't be the end of you. It's geoengineering. And if you think that the geoengineering and weather modification isn't real, you're probably going to be taking this daily COVID pill. This is on, I just looked this up again. This is Newsweek. This is 2 days ago, Billy. We talked about the, in the last, conversation before Don was talking about the geoengineering and the weather and the infrastructure.
Right.
I mean, this is where we are. And there's so much coming at us. And Don's absolutely right, about what is looked to what's real. When you're talking about terrorism, nobody goes after these, installations that actually power things up, like the nuclear power plants. Thank God, but again, that's because there's something wrong with that narrative. I would start worrying if Larry Silverstein starts buying up all the power grid stations, then and insuring them, we're probably going to have to worry at that time. But until then, it's mostly just letting it deteriorate. I mean, our leaders, our betters are letting that happen in real time on purpose.
Yep.
Right. Understood. 100%, man. It's funny, meteorologist Joseph Stalin must have been hilarious, man. And if you get anything wrong, he's going to erase you from history. Like, there's pictures of you and Stalin. You challenge Stalin, all of a sudden, you're not in that picture anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just the way he gets down. Wow. But no, man, no, all jokes aside, it is concerning. Right? I'm at a point where something is up. I don't care where you come from. Right. I don't care what angle you come from. Something is up. Right. Out in the West Coast, there are several states that are don't have sufficient water in their reservoirs at this point. For what? I don't know. I don't know why, but it's happening. And all the crazy crap going on out here. I'm telling you, the winter's probably going to be mild as hell. We haven't had a real winter here in a long time. I remember in 96, I think it was 96 or 94, we had a blizzard. And we were playing a football in the snow, and there was a hill that we created that went up two stories almost. We're just throwing stuff, and whatever. We had that much snow. We don't see that anymore here, and it doesn't really get cold. I mean, it gets cold, but for a certain period of time, it's not a full on winter. Like, something's up, something seriously up. I don't know what it is, but something's going on, and we're going to have to deal with it one way or another, unfortunately. Not Don Jeffries, Mr. Tony Atterburn, what did you have to talk about, sir?
Well, this whole week I've been talking about Afghanistan, and I think that's a harbinger for things to come. As somebody who studies history, I look at things like the fall of the Soviet Union. It's crack up right after the pullout from Afghanistan. And we saw this really disorganized, disgusting heartless way that we left, and really dishonorable. And you have Joe Biden on the tarmac looking at his watch, completely, you know, oblivious to the feelings of the parents and loved ones of the Marines and soldiers that we lost. So it is mourning in America, not like the Reagan era. It's mourning in it because we're mourning the loss of a perceived country that, you know, I still believe in the American Republic, but the American empire is crumbling. And we're watching this in real time. And I think this all adds up. You know, when you talk about infrastructure, that was one of the things that Trump ran on that was supposedly going to, you know, he was going to fix, and we were going to do something about finally, because both parties always agreed that we were going to let this thing crumble. We're going to let this thing fall into its own footprint, like Building 7, while we outsource our jobs and our technology and our wealth and everything else. And you have Trump, and then he still, obviously, you know, he prints more money than anybody in history times, I don't know, 40% of all the dollars ever created.
But it was because of the pandemic, Tony.
Right. Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you have to put Anthony Fauci in charge. Whoever Trump's handlers are, I assume, are Biden's handlers. But yeah,
he had already outpaced most presidents in spending before the pandemic. Anyway, that just threw it over the top. But anyway,
go ahead. He says I'm the king of debt. You know, and the problem is it's not his debt; it's ours now. So we're saddled with this, and that, I think you're starting to see the psychological effects, gentlemen. I think that's really key here. The psychological effects, what happened to the Soviet Union is happening to us. I mean, when they left Afghanistan, they were in 1979, when they went into Afghanistan, they were the mighty Soviet empire. 11 years later, they're gone off the face of the earth, broken into 16 pieces. Wars and foreign policy have consequences, but not only that, we're being inundated with fear porn, like Don says. I mean, all constantly. Now you get the Delta. The Delta is you can't test for it. I mean, I don't know where they're even getting this, but the Delta is raging. It's rampaging, and it's filling up hospitals. And you know, I'm still waiting for peak. I know peak pandemic is when the TikTok nurses start dancing again. I'll be really scared then. but I think about how much we're being, you know, forced to absorb all this fear, and then in alternative media trying to calm people down, because you know that this is something I don't know most of people that I associate with in alternative media, we're trying to get to the truth. And usually the truth is, if the media is telling you, you know, be afraid, get back in your house, you know, wait for the jab and all this other stuff, then there's probably no truth in that at all. And we have to walk that back. And unfortunately, it's been so long that it's stuck with people. Now they're identifying with it. That's part of their personality. It's part of who they are, to be afraid of this current reality. And it's never going to stop until people demand that it stops. I mean, if you were Amish right now and you didn't, and you, there's no radio, no television, and you're just working and building, you know, raising barns and livestock and your crops, would you know to be afraid? Like, would you know about any of this? You wouldn't know. You would just be functioning. You'd be a normal person. That's the difference, and that's what's going on right now. And I hope that, you know, shows like ours, we want to talk about what's actually going on, not what the Mockingbird Press and the CIA or whoever the hell is doing this says to be afraid of.
You know, and even if there was something happening. I mean, there is something happening, in my opinion, but regardless, that what the severity of that is what's in question here, for me, right? So I'm Amish and there's something going on and I'm not watching anything. There's a 97% recovery rate for this, you know, or some people have it at 99.
Right.
You know, so it's like, all right, so you got sick and you recovered. And that's it. And odds are the Amish wouldn't. I'd love to see, actually. I'm sure somebody's done this. I'd love to see statistics on COVID-19 and the Amish, because they probably repel it like instantly, because those people are super freaking healthy 9 times out of 10. Anyway, Don Jeffries, thoughts on what Tony had to say?
Yeah, well, usually I'm in lockstep with Tony. I agree with what he said. He's a brilliant analysis, but. There was a popular meme going around, and there's a lot of great memes that they put out there on social media when they get past the fact checkers. And it was early on. It basically was, you know, how do you defeat COVID? It's turn off the TV. And that's and that, that was you know, it's exactly what it is. We wouldn't know any of this, because again, if you look at the evidence around you, not talking just for the evidence in your everyday lives. Now, with people at the hospitals, you hear different stories. You know, you hear the empty hospital videos. You hear people saying, "I've never seen it like this." I mean, so I don't know. And I used to work. If I was still working for healthcare, I might be able to give you firsthand experience, because I probably would have seen some of this firsthand. But we don't know that. You know, we're dependent on anecdotal evidence. But just in terms of our own lives, what do you see? I mean, how? I mean, I know Billy talked about, he knew people that died from something last year. But and certain people have died, and something is going on. And it may, I don't know what, especially now, because people do seem to be getting sicker, as Tony mentioned. But I think, you know, how much is that of the vaccine? We do know that the CDC itself tells you that this particular vaccine has already killed way more people than all the other vaccines combined since 1901. That ought to alarm everyone. I don't see any fear porn about that. The media is not spreading any fear porn. No, just get the vaccine. Although, as you say, now they're saying nothing can protect you from this latest variant of the vaccine. So why the rush? Why are you bribing people with cookies and french fries and $100 and all that to get the, I mean, we know our government never wants to give the people anything. No. And we know the government doesn't care about your welfare. They don't care at all. Like, I mean, there's another great meme is that that people should stress all the time. If they cared so much about your healthcare, how come they're not giving that free chemo and insulin? And that's exactly right. It's a perfect analogy to what's going on. They don't care. I mean, God, if you know people, if you're that stupid to think that these people care about your health, jeez, I mean, you know, they, these are the people that kept Laetril, which is the a kernel of an apricot. It had shown some signs of being able to help with cancer patients. And they banned it in the 1980s.
It's meanwhile, toxic, they say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, President Reagan secretly had cancer and was getting Laetril treatments in the White House while it was banned. I mean, that's as bad as Bill Clinton being a coke addict while he was arresting, you know, who knows how many thousands of people for the same thing as governor of Arkansas. So, I mean, this is, you know, when you're talking about the Soviet Union collapsing, maybe let's hope it's just reaching a critical mass, and maybe this much corruption can't stand. I mean, we may have reached the point where we've gone full corruption mode, and you see it in the cities, you see it in the school boards of the parents trying to overturn it. You see these petty tyrants everywhere now, where everybody has their little bit of power, and they're just going to use it to screw with people. They're not going to use it to help anybody. I don't see anybody using power to help anyone. They're just full-blown tyrants at every level, from school board on up. So it's possible, maybe with that much corruption, maybe the system can't stand. Maybe that's what happened to the Soviet Union, that things got so bad that it just toppled under its own weight. And that may be happening here. I don't know, but we certainly reached a point where we've gone beyond any kind of competence, and that's what I draw the right many times. The difference I see from even the 80s, but certainly in the 70s, things were just as corrupt or almost as corrupt, but there certainly was a lot of corruption there. But there was competence. So you wouldn't have had, if there was an emergency that happened, you would have been shocked that nothing happened. Like, they didn't at least try to address it. You know, they didn't send people, and this is before FEMA, of course, they didn't send people there and try to rescue them if there was an earthquake or a huge flood, something like that. You couldn't necessarily envision that they would just sit there and do as you know, Bush did and the people in New Orleans did during Katrina, where they just kind of twiddled their thumbs and I don't know where FEMA was. And you had people, those devastating scenes of people, you know, floating down the little makeshift boats and walking through, you know, stealing TVs, walking through, you know, waist deep water and trying to be rescued from the rooftops of their homes. I can't imagine that happening in America in the 1970s, say. So we've been at it for a long time, and I think we've just gone. We keep saying we can't top the previous president. You know, so, you know, Trump was about as ridiculous as you could possibly be in terms of his personality. But I think we've topped it with Biden, because Biden doesn't have a cohesive personality. He's out of it. So I think, I mean, a big step, I think, is maybe we get a living corpse on stage or something. I don't know what we could get, or maybe somebody that's just a full-blown like schizophrenic and is literally talking in tongues or something. I mean, that's about the only way you can possibly go beyond what we have now.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, so
I'm sure we're going to get Caitlyn Jenner as the president of the United
States.
Oh,
there you go. Or maybe something, you know, we get the full measure of wokeness there. But we have such a hard, you know, and everything is coming. Everything's clashing. Even the woke world, you know, when you had this week with the, I don't know if you want to talk about the, just to touch a little bit on the Texas law about abortion, is that just, again, it brings up the and I've written a bit for American Free Press about the clash between feminism and transgenderism, because it clashes. And you see people like J.K. Rowling that have been canceled, even though they're virtue signaling for all their heart's content.
Right.
Poor woman did everything she could to live up to, you know, the standards of wokeism, and she lost her card. Your card's gone now, and she's been canceled because she had the audacity to say only women can have periods.
Oh,
and
no.
You've got other people that came that only women can have birth. No, you can't say that. So then when Jen Psaki the other day, counsels the guy asking about, you know, how can Joe Biden in good conscience as a Catholic support abortion? Well, you could say that about every high profile cat. The Kennedys, I mean, all these people support abortion rights. And of course, they get away with it saying, personally, I'm opposed to it, but I support the laws. And that's what they've done for years. But I mean, it was an interesting question. But she came back with the typical old fashioned standard reply. You know, you know, what do you know? You're a man. You know nothing about it. You know, they're your mansplaining. But somebody should have reminded Jen, that's 2019 there. You know, now you can't say that, because that man, you know, what are you talking about? You're saying he couldn't have a baby if he wanted to, if he didn't suddenly decide to identify as a woman? This is transgenderism, and people are being fired for saying that. So these worlds are going to clash, because that whole feminist argument is gone. Because no, what do you mean? Why can't I be a woman? Why can't I have a baby? And so that's when we've reached the height of madness. So whether it's the fall of the Soviet Union, the fall of the Roman Empire, I mean, there's no, I guess Trump tweeting is the closest thing we have to Nero fiddling, but something is we are collapsing, and we're watching it in real time. But I don't know, maybe something better will emerge, but it's probably going to be pretty difficult for us for a while after it does collapse.
I also have an announcement to make. I myself am pregnant right now, and I associate with being filthy rich.
Yeah.
So I'm trans wealthy, and I am trans vaccinated.
Yes.
I associate with all of that stuff, and it's true. It hurts my feelings.
Yep.
That people are going around saying that I can't get pregnant. Okay. This is complete and total lunacy. Like, I mean, And the fact that people are actually, like, you know, pushing back on people that say, hey, listen, only a woman can have a period. That is a fact.
Science.
Right. So, trust the science here. OK, let's for years and years and years. Right. Like, it's a fact. But hey, that's not a thing anymore. Like, it's just complete craziness, man. On top of a couple of things that you said. They care about you, talking about how much they care, right, about us, that they want to give us the free vaccines. This week, unemployment ends for I don't know how many million people throughout the United States. And already, I think it was about 23 or 24 states pulled out. They don't even want to give people freaking money anymore, right? But they're leaving tanks in freaking Afghanistan, okay? I can't get over this. Okay, I can't get over it, because it's like a slap in the face to anybody that needs anything in this freaking country, you know. So regardless of that, they want to help you out. They want your best. They have your best interest at heart. They want to help you be healthy. People need money, but there's not even a little bit of talk about extending this thing while people are still unemployed. Not even a little bit. But that vaccine, they'll give it to you for free while they leave live dogs they left in Afghanistan. Just left them there. I mean, what the hell, right? They even left Americans behind.
Yeah, they left people. I mean, what I heard, David May was talking about that, they had the people with three jets empty, ready to go or whatever. And again, I don't even know. The corruption, I don't even know what that means. What is the end? What's the benefit of leaving America behind? I don't even get it. I think that they're just, we may be at the point where Jonathan Swift back in the 1700s talked about the judges of his day being so corrupt that you couldn't bribe them to do the right thing. And I think we have leaders now that are so devoted to evil, really. They're devoted to corrupt things. That they just kind of naturally do stuff like that. Well, that's the thing to do. Yeah, it's leaving there. I guess. How else do you explain it? You see people yelling and screaming, and I guarantee you they didn't leave too many migrants behind. But we need that to cause more confusion. But it's shameful. But America has a history of that, as we know from the POW MIA thing, which they're still covering up, going back to at least Korea, that we tend to leave Americans behind and then cover it up.
Let me read a couple of the headlines. Tone, I'm going to throw it to you in a second.
Sure.
Let me read a couple of the headlines over here on Drudge Report. Get this one. Listen. Parent calls police after child pulled from class for not wearing a mask. All right. There was a freaking judge in Chicago that said that the mother of a child couldn't see the child because she wasn't vaccinated. Okay, it wasn't even a part of the freaking discussion. The dad didn't give a damn about any of this. It wasn't in the paperwork, nothing. He just came out and said this. Like, no, you can't see your child because you're not vaccinated. Fight for his life. Oscar De La Hoya hospitalized with COVID. There you go. Will New York come back? It's another one. Dread at 30,000 feet. Inside increasingly violent world of flight attendants. Shit's going crazy now, okay? I mean, it's just everything is gone. There was another story about monkeys in India. They don't have tourists to steal stuff from now, so they're terrorizing people's homes. I'm not making this up. Okay, this is where we are right now. This is literally where we are right now. Go ahead, Tony. Take it away, man.
We're sending the monkeys to Afghanistan. And we'll pay them to disarm the Taliban. You know, that story on Oscar De La Hoya, he had the vaccine. So it's another one of these. You got to get the vax so you don't get COVID. Then you get COVID because you got the vax. I mean, and there are all these breakthrough cases. This, the whole thing is nonsense. And it's going to take a groundswell grassroots movement to undo this. Somebody has to say stop, because the networks are going to continue to run it. The intelligence networks, everybody, the government, and of course, even your local people. And the corporations, especially, you talk about people being out of work. The jobs numbers, gentlemen, if unemployment benefits stop and people actually have to go find work again, those great jobs numbers. Oh, we've produced so many new job openings. Yeah, that's going to go way negative again. And then you're going to have a real big problem because the stock market's based off all these numbers, right? And Fauci says the numbers, right? So it's all based off that. It's all based off of this magical made up fairy tale known as the U.S. economy, because 50 years ago, if you were in the stock market, your company had to make money. You had to have a bottom line. They don't do that anymore. It's about your relationship with the government. So all from our military to our leadership, guys, it's rotten to the core. We see that with Afghanistan. You see that with the non-science. I mean, we get banned off of every network for even bringing up, you know, studies that are somewhat critical or the opposite side of whatever the mainstream's talking about when it comes to COVID. We have to stop this. This has to end. Like the judge you talked about.
Yeah.
With the child. Just total insanity. We can't, even as conspiracy analysts, I mean, could you imagine 5 years ago, 3 years ago, if you'd have said this is what's going to happen and this is going to be America and this is commonplace, it would have seemed crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they've just accelerated everything. And I, you know, that's to the point where if no one gets in trouble for anything, it's kind of like if there's no accountability, like if you're part of the if you were a tourist on January 6th and you wandered into the Capitol, you're a political prisoner. You're indefinitely imprisoned. You're just there. And no one's fighting for you because there's no checks and balances. Well, the same is true for graft, for corruption. Who's watching the watchers, right? No one. So I think this cannot go on. It's like the Herbert Stein's law, the old speechwriter for Nixon. The Herbert Stein law is if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. This will stop. because they're going to bring the whole economy down, everything with it.
Hey, man, it's do we go down with the ship or do we leave to Mexico? I don't know. I'm going to put out a petition. See how many people will come. America Unplugged live from Mexico for the next, I don't know, 5 years until we figure this shit out. Anyhow, let's get the hell out of here. Listen, next week, 9/11 special, Lord willing, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we will discuss. It will be on September 11th. It's going to be interesting as hell. An event that's a very dear and near and dear to my heart, unfortunately. Not for good reasons, of course, but I was here when it happened. So, and it's the reason I'm here. Tony Atterburn, quick thoughts on 9/11.
Well, I've got James Perloff coming on Friday, the 10th.
That's right here on this channel.
Yes, I'll be live here on the America Unplugged channel on Rockfin for my radio show. It is a personal issue with me because, you know, I was part of the first Army company on the ground in Afghanistan after the September 11th attacks, and then learning what actually happened by, you know, courageous people like Don, who wrote Hidden History and all his scholarship and everything he's researched and uncovered. It's been a journey to unravel that and to come to grips with the inside job and all the implications of that, and what that's meant for our world, our freedoms, our liberty, you know, the state of reality itself. 9/11 is a very deep rabbit hole. I remember Don talking about the JFK assassination in Hidden History. He says the mother of all conspiracies. That's right up there with 9/11, because they're both just very, very pivotal events that have changed history, changed the trajectory of everything. And we're always learning something new. So I look forward to the show and a thoughtful conversation with you both.
Yeah, man, and maybe some more people. I have to go ahead and invite some people over. Let's see who decides to come. But we'll have conversations with some prominent people here in the alternative media. Don Jeffries, very quick thoughts on 9/11.
Yeah, well, it's the 20th anniversary, and we have to have a good show on it because you're not going to see anything in the mainstream media that's going to question one iota. And that's the difference between the JFK assassination and 9/11, which I think are the two biggest conspiracy of my life. The JFK assassination is more into the baby boomer generation. 9/11 is more relevant now, certainly. It's the millennials' JFK assassination.
The Gen Xers and millennials, right.
Right, right. So it's certainly because you remember, everybody remembers where they were, obviously, just like they did with JFK. But you're not going to see any, at least with the JFK assassination, they would have the Mark Lanes on, you know, sometimes, some of the shows. And they would, you know, the thrust of the program would be overwhelmingly Oswald Bennett. But they would give the critics here and there a little bit of airtime. To my knowledge, not one so-called truther has ever been on any television program, any network television program. They haven't let the public know. If there was no such thing as the internet, the public would assume, well, there's nothing to it. Obviously, the 19 crazed hijackers did it. So we have to have programs use platforms like this to try to get the truth out to the people, because it is just as ridiculous as the JFK assassination. And certainly the official story is a complete joke. It was, as Alex Jones used to say in his better days, it was an inside job. So hopefully next week we'll be able to have a great discussion trying to show anybody that doubts it out there that it was an inside job. We'll be able to show them that it was.
Fantastic. Tony Atterburn, the Wise Wolf. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at atterburn.news or wisewolf.gold. And I have my radio show here now Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Central Time on the America Unplugged channel.
Fantastic. Mr. Don Jeffries, let them know what's up.
Well, I'm still hanging in at TFRs on Fridays. I protest for now. And the Donald Jeffries show, I'm trying to get my bigger guests on that. I had a great RFK assassination show just the other day with Paul Schrade, who's 96 years old, still sharp as a tack. And he was one of the shooting victims. He was shot. He told me he's actually a year older than Robert F. Kennedy would be if he was alive today.
Wow.
So talk about. So anyhow, I'm trying to get guests like that. And it's Wednesdays on the Ocelli Network, and also Tony brings it over here to America Plug. Jeff Rentz now is putting it, is going to run it. I think it's going to run four times two times a day, I think. It's running in the morning and the afternoon, the reruns of it. So you can catch it a lot of places, but it starts on Otelli.com and it's live Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. So, and as usual, you can find my books out there everywhere.
Right. AmericaUnplugged.com, America Unplugged on Apple Podcast, and anywhere else you can find the finest of podcasts. That's everything Don does, not just America Unplugged, but his two shows. Both of them are aired there directly after they are aired live. Tony Atterburn posts stuff from time to time. And of course, America Unplugged right here on Rockfin and on AmericaUnplugged.com. Ladies and gents, we always love broadcasting to you. It's dope. Thank you for sticking around. And next week, the 9/11 special. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. I do a show called The Infinite Fringe. Go check it if you so wish. Take it easy now. Don't burn the place down while I'm gone, all right? Bye-bye.